Meeting is now being recorded.
Thank you everyone for joining the Latin Generation Panel call on the 17th of January 2019. In the call, we have Bill, Dennis, Matt, Michael, Marjana, and Pitinan. Over to you, Marjana.
I first want to apologize for my not very English agenda, because now I'm finding some errors in it, but sorry for this. Okay, the main thing which we should do today is to try to finalize our report, because we need a few days to review it and prepare for IT. Especially, I detected today that Google Doc cannot convert this document to the readable Word, Microsoft Word document, and we shall have problem to prepare it. They have changed Google Doc relatively soon, and it is not working well at this moment. So we should put more effort in preparing it than it was previously. Okay. I have I looked at the report, and you see on the screen that I have detected the pages which should be reviewed by the whole panel, because I tried to do it by myself and I made some mistakes, so I apologize to Michael and Bill, because my understanding was not good, so we should do this together. And when we finish reviewing these pages, although the number of pages slightly changed because Michael deleted some of them. So, after that, we should have one, that's my opinion, we should have a relatively good report to send to IT and to get their comments before our February meeting in Brussels. That was my idea. Maybe there are better proposals for this, and I want to hear from you people. Should we proceed in this way, or there is maybe better way to do it? There is no hands up, so please. I'm not sure that we can. How should we do it? Is it suitable for you all to look at our report and to go through these pages and to see what people want to say and how should we remove or resolve the problems which are specified there?
I will also share the screen to the report.
So, okay. Thank you, Pitinan.
Give me a minute.
Yeah, we need, there is, time is needed to do it.
Okay, hope you all can see my screen.
Yes, we see your screen, thank you.
Okay. Let's load a little bit, it's quite large document.
So, will you scroll down to the page 36, please, Pitinan?
Okay.
36 or 35?
35, sorry. Sorry, 35. Please correct me, because I'm not working very well these days. Thank you. Thank you for correction.
Thirty-five, yes. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So we have here some, I can't see here the comments made by Michael. What's wrong with this?
Let me ask. We should talk.
Let me see the original.
Sorry, if you can make specific reference to what you're talking about, I can try to answer the question.
But I'm yes, please.
Adobe
yes, please.
Because the Adobe Connect client keeps crashing on my computer.
Yeah, it happened today also during some other calls. Please, just a moment, I will look at the original on page 35, sorry.
So, just as a summary, as I also wrote in
yes.
the email, some of the changes are simply due to a change of structure inside the variant section. I discussed that with Dennis. He agreed that it would be better to restructure the variant section in such a way where first we discuss cross-script variants, then we discuss in-script variants resulting out of cross-script variants, and last we discuss in-script variants.
So, okay, okay. That's not... Yes, I understood this. After your explanation, I understood this. So you removed some piece of text which was deleted. It's okay. But now, on the page 35, we have your comment about a score and category, score note number 2, and you have a comment when the visual differences can be attributed to font design. You are saying this doesn't look quite right, doesn't it say? Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
Yep.
And Michael has responded something, and you have responded after that, and Bill said something, and I'm not clever enough to make any conclusion.
Okay, so has everyone in the group read the discussion? Basically, it's about the wording of the text. I don't think it represents correctly the definition we actually used, the criteria we actually used during our analysis. So I was trying to come up with a more clear wording, and I was suggesting something. Michael or Michael said that... my suggestion was, I was just trying to explain that currently it says a pair of code points is considered nearly identical when the visual differences can be attributed to font design. This makes it seem that font design is the only criteria which makes us consider something, makes us assign, for example, a variant pair 2 rating, which is not the case. Font design is one of the reasons why we assign a 2 to some of the variant pairs. But the actual reason for assigning that number is that something is not consistently different, or as I wrote, there are inconsistent visual differences, for example, due to font design. So yeah, please feel free to suggest another wording. I would suggest that if anyone has a comment, they just say it now on the chat room or make any comments in the comment box or make any suggestions within the text itself. Thank you.
Dennis, please. Your hand is up, Dennis.
Thank you. So, I don't know if it's a matter of, like, potato, theme, but So the scale we designed here, the 4-point scale, was starting with the number 1, right? So we have a number 1, number 4, and that's clearly a clear cut. It's either identical or different. And we wanted to come up with intermediate steps in the range of differences. And so 2 was... when you compare the 2 glyphs and they were clearly not identical, right? You do a comparison, we can say clearly they're not identical, but there is something in the font design, right? It looks similar, very similar. It's close, but it's just the difference as to how the font was designed that you cannot clearly say or call as homoglyph. And it's just that the differences, those design cues make it nearly identical. And
so So I'm not challenging our analysis, or I'm not challenging our four category, our distinction in between four different categories. I'm just saying that I don't find the summary here to be actually what we did. And this is my suggestion. If everyone else is fine with it, please, we can leave it as it is. I think personally that it's incorrect. Because,
so,
for example, the differences are not exclusively in form design. There are also contextual factors.
We have Bill who wants to say something. Bill, please.
Yes, I tend to agree with Mikkel. I think differences, things that are the same in some fonts and different in other fonts is an example of why something was categorized as nearly identical, but not the only reason. So in the chat room, I put in one possible alternate phrasing. Thank you.
Dennis, please.
Yeah, so
you are the next.
Yes, thank you. So I think that's true, Michael. One thing is that we decided to do and how we were going to qualify a number two nearly identical to what we actually did, and that's why I think in some of the analysis we deviated from the actual definition of what we were looking for. I don't think we need to now justify a change in the definition because of the deviation. If we decided that this was going to be the qualifiers, then we need to revise our analysis, I think, or add a new point in the scale or what have you.
Dennis, you have finished? Now we have Max. Max, please.
Yeah, I think as the text reads now, it's quite hard to understand that the visual differences can be attributed to font design. It sounds like it's font design that has created the differences. I don't see it.
So, if I can jump in. So the font design, it was, yes. So we designed this 4-point scale in the context of cross-cut variance, right? And so there were clearly clear-cut cases, I think we all agree, was the homoglyphs that were identical, like the Latin A and Cyrillic A. But there were other cases where the comparison, the visual comparison was not clear-cut. But you can see based on the three pairs that we use, right? A Arial and then a Times and Courier. One of those was very similar to the other subject. And in that case, it was not clearly a homoglyph. They were nearly identical. It was just the font differences. It was just that, right? Font design. And
so
then you go into distinguishable when they're clearly different. That it's going farther apart in the visual cues, and then you have the different.
Matt?
Well, then I think it's more correct to say that the visual confusion can be attributed to font design rather than the visual differences. That it makes more sense.
I concur.
What do you think about the sentence Bill proposed in the chat? I'm just trying to go to the to end this, toward the end of this discussion, that I have another proposal.
because I don't think that we can clear everything that everyone could be satisfied what was written here. Before this meeting, I made a copy of this document, and if we can agree somehow to resolve those comments, we can start discussing them again during our next meeting, and find suitable wording for that everybody will be satisfied. Because we are discussing 15 minutes now, and we haven't finished. We have no conclusion at all. I still don't know what to do with it. On the other hand, Dennis, please.
Yeah, I think what Matt just said, I think that solves the contention here. I think Matt's, I think the wording was something like nearly identical when the visual confusion can be attributed to font design. Was that? Am I quoting right?
Yeah.
Michael, what do you think about this definition?
Sorry, me?
Michael?
I'm not sure if you mean me or Michael Bauland. Anyway,
you,
I'm fine with it.
Michael is not anymore. Oh, Michael is here. I didn't hear what did you say, Michael.
Sorry, I said I'm fine with it in any case. I wasn't sure whether you were speaking to me or to Michael Bauland.
But both of you had some comments on it, and I want to finish it somehow that we shall proceed. We have 10 more things to discuss in order to have, let's say, more or less prepared version of the report for Titina and me to produce the copy which will be sent to IEC. So, please, Matt, please, could you type in what you just said in the report, because I cannot reproduce it. Or Dennis, whoever.
Dennis, please.
Done.
Visual confusion can be attributed to font design. A pair of code points is considered nearly identical when the visual confusion can be attributed to the font design. Could we resolve this now? Let me see what the people are doing. Okay. It seems no objection to it. So, let me resolve it. Okay. Next page is 38, 39, but I think it is solved. Let's go to the page 38. When Michael has deleted he did not access those changes. 6.1.2 non-visual dimension. Certain languages would use two or more.
I said I could explain briefly. It's very simple.
No. Could I delete it? Could I say access to those?
Delete it because basically it was kind of like a template or something for a discussion.
Okay.
I put some other section, and now I wrote up these two or three pages summarizing the situation, so I don't think we need it anymore. But I'm not sure if anything thinks there's something in this text which is missing in the other parts.
Michael, I have saved this document before this work today during the call, so we can go back later. It was very difficult for me to consume all the changes you have done in last two or three days, so that's why I am asking you, is it okay? I will resolve it now. And we have now page 40. And we have three similar things, page 40, 41, and 43, which should be discussed between Michael and Dennis. 40. No, we have something more.
Ah, yes.
We have first, Bill had on the page 39, Bill added one comment, which is very new. It is made at 5 o'clock this afternoon. Doesn't happen automatically. Something is variant. He was referring to a disposition, and Mats was answering that disposition should be defined. So, Bill, do you need an explanation about it?
I'm okay with it. I was just perhaps my understanding of it to be a variant. What happens with it is incorrect. I thought it was being a. I thought if something was a variant, it was going to be blocked. I didn't realize there was a circumstance where we could say something is a variant, but it won't be blocked.
Yes. Especially in the other scripts, so it should be done. It should be written there. And okay, so I can resolve this too. Okay. Now,
don't see it reflected there, but I did have another question on the fourth column. Yeah.
Sorry. I will go back.
I don't see it reflected, but I did put in one. The variant relationship, it is bidirectional by definition, is it not?
Oh, don't ask me, please. There are some other people who are specialists in it. So could someone respond to the Bill's question, please?
Yes, I can jump.
Please, Dennis.
So the definition of is in the property of symmetry. So there is, if a two copoints, just to keep it simple, see A has a variant relationship with B, then B has to have a variant relationship with A, and each one of those relationships, so it's two relationships, each one can have a different disposition. One could be allocatable, the other block, or two blocks, or two allocatables. It just happened here that we are denoting a bidirectional arrow here just to know that there are two variant relationships, one going from left to right, the other one left to right to left, and both are block. So and when it is time to code the LGR, we need to code the two variant relationships. It's not just one, but two.
Okay, thank you for explaining that.
Mm-hmm.
Could we go on? We have now page number, There is some discussion between Michael and Dennis here, which I don't understand at all, so I'm just giving the floor to those people who are discussing it to make some compromise about it. And please, Dennis and Michael, first I didn't understand what Michael is wanting to say, and after that everything is confusable.
This is Michael.
Please, Michael, please, go on.
Thank you. I was just trying to say that in most other cases, already taking a look at the glyphs, it becomes self-evident why we have declared something a variant. In those cases where I made that comment, I don't think it's self-evident from the glyphs we're seeing. So either we should exchange the glyphs, for example, for one from one of the other three fonts, or we should maybe expand the rationale. That's all I was trying to say.
And Dennis had a response, which I understand, that we have offered this to this list to integration panel, and they didn't have comment on it. And we have to agree somehow about this at this moment, or to leave it as it is, that's one possibility, or to extend this discussion, let's say, next few calls, and see what will be at the end.
That's why I proposed to continue this discussion during our next call, because if today you and Michael and Dennis cannot make a compromise about it, we are stuck.
So, Mirjana, if I may.
Please, Dennis.
Yeah, so let me start with the case of 00FF. So what I don't like is that we choose, pick and choose the font to on each row. We just use one. And the reason I also don't like to do that is the IP, for example, in the case of 00FF and 04F1, they did not object to that relationship as, because it's a number two, right? Nearly identical. On the first case, though, 0079 and 04AF, they did call it out. And it's not a matter of the choosing of the glyph, but, you know, the non-visual relationship, or the non-visual qualification here. So what we may want to add, or not may, but I think what we should add is that we reach out to, or we try to reach out to the CityLeak GP stating the need for this variant relationship, and that this variant relationship with the new coupon in Latin will impose a inscript variant relationship within the CityLeak repertoire. I think that's something that we want to add, because the IP did call that out and suggest us reach out to the CityLeak GP. Unfortunately, we have not heard back from them, so I think it's likely to be rejected, but we are making the case for it. So I think what we need to add is the per IP's recommendation, we reach out to CityLeak GP, but we did not hear back.
You mean we have to add the comment somewhere or somehow?
Yeah,
to add.
And I can add, Mirjana, you just I don't think we have to be specific about dates, but we in fact reach out, right? We in fact reach out after our October conference call with the integration panel. We did not hear back. We stand by our analysis and recommendation to make this variant relationship, which we understand will impose a inscript variant within the CityLeak repertoire, and we'll just wait for the IP's conclusion and resolution of it.
We have Bill on who wants to say something. Please, Bill, go on.
Yeah, what I understand you to be saying is we have two Cyrillic code points, which both of which we've flagged as variants of the of 0079, and that those would therefore be an imposed inscript variant. And may I suggest that being the case, we should put both of those variants next to each other in the table, so it's very visible what we have what we think we have seen.
Okay. We discussed a little bit.
Michael, you want to say something? Please go on.
Yes, I just want to give support to the idea Bill raised just now to group variants which are interrelated, also visually within those tables. We did the same, for example, in the case of the Arabic script LGR, where we had kind of variant group. It really helped understand, because from what I know, kind of a thing, right? Not so much. Anyway, we should group those. This is another discussion. Thank you.
Thank you. Now, But what about this discussion, which I still don't understand? We have three similar cases where Michael is looking for another glyph, and...
Mirjana, if I may.
Please, please.
So I think now I understand the motivations, Michael's motivation to change the glyph. It's I'm looking at your screen on Adobe Connect, and the representation of the Cyrillic copoints are slightly different from what I see in my screen. I mean, you may change something to a different one, and when you print it, it might change again. So I just say if the IP did not raise any objections as to the binary relationships here, we just leave it there. The only one remaining is 0079 and 04AF.
Matt, please. Matt.
Yeah. Yes. We see that using the fonts here in Google Docs and between different operative systems and installations, is quite complex. So even if we change the font, it may not be what we want. So I think it makes sense to leave it as it is for now, and if IP has objections on all of or a number of them, then we have to add pictures of the analysis with different fonts where it's apparent. But I don't think that we should do it now.
I like your proposal to add pictures. Yeah, and those confusions will be resolved. Could we proceed in a way that we resolve this situation and leave it as it is now and see the reaction from the IP? Although I will take the obligation to take care of all those, let's say, temporarily resolved comments and to make one item in our future agenda to discuss it again. Michael, what do you say about it? About my proposal?
Sure. I mean, for me, it's irrelevant if we change it now or if we change it later.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that here it's not exactly clear, and I'm trying to make that suggestion. I'm in the process of writing a comment where I'm trying to summarize those two rationales I see.
Okay.
We can handle that later.
Okay. Thank you very much for this. Thank you, Michael. So I will resolve this one. The next one is on the page 41. I will the situation is the same, so I will resolve it also. And the next one is on the page 43. Now, we have some, this one is okay. And yeah, this is the page number 41. Now something on the page 43. What was similar? Let me see. Now this is gone. No. Yeah, that's the same thing. And after that, we have something on the page 44. Dennis has a comment on a text, which Michael has reviewed, and I want you, Dennis, to say, are you satisfied with the way how Michael changed it, or you have some other suggestion?
Yeah, I think Michael rewrote it So, yeah, that's fine.
That's fine. Okay, so I can resolve it. Okay, the next one is on the page 45. And there is, we are kind. There is some unfinished business here first. Insert correct reference later. Make out, please. The text is because, as I can see, you don't have the text in front of you, but the text you are highlighted says, this produce, however, another inscript variant by proxy in between 00E6, Latin small letter IA, and 1053, Latin small ligature OA, CF, XXX below. And your comment was insert correct reference later. And I don't know what to do with it.
I'm sorry. Well, the XXX is supposed to be a placeholder for the section where this particular example, that is 00E6 and 0153, will be discussed later. Since we haven't inserted the complete part on inscript variants as of yet, it's not there yet.
Okay.
Just a reminder for us to change the XXX to something else later. So
okay.
Section 123.
Okay. But what shall I do with this? Because you said somewhere reference to this section, and after that it vanishes, and I couldn't catch properly what was going on. But I can't send the report with this comment in it. So, should we? What should we do with this? With this sentence? With this paragraph?
Well, if you need absolutely to clean up this document in the form we have here, I would have suggested that you make a copy of it and remove the comment if you want to send a clean version, in quotes, quote-unquote, to IP.
I mean,
the same as you did with the comments just now, where we had discussion where we said we can handle this later, the same applies here. So we can also handle this case later and just leave it as it is. Would that help?
Let's hear what Max has to say.
I suggest that we are more explicit here and that we then write that within brackets or something that section on this will be added later or section to come in a later version of this text.
This produced, however, another inscript variant by proxy, I will remove this section XXX below and send it like this. And
no, I don't think that we should. I think that we should have say that we will have a section later. I think that is more
something like this. In brackets.
Yes.
Section will be section will be added later. Something like this. No more than this. Are you looking at the screen? Is it okay to leave it like this?
I think it's okay.
Okay, thank you. Now we have another text, which is pretty long. Dennis and Michael were working on it, but there is a lot of comments on it, and my problem is not that I don't know how to proceed with it. Maybe then it's...
Max, please. Do you want to say something about it, or it is an old hand?
Old hand, sorry.
offhand, okay. So, Michael, I told you that I made a copy of this document before this meeting, exactly early this morning, before you added something to it, or changed something to it. So, I cannot send to IT the text with all our comments and thinking, what we are planning to do and our discussion. So we have either to remove all the comments and suggestions and leave it like this and see what will be the reaction from IT. With this, I'm quite okay. Because I cannot do it by myself because a lot of these things I don't understand exactly. And I don't like to do things which I don't understand. So
I would love to, so if in this is makeup, I would love to help. In this case, Dennis raised the question. My first question would be, is the question answered for Dennis at this point or not? If not, we can postpone the discussion to a later point. If it is answered, the comment is good.
Yeah, but whatever is answered, you have resolved it. And maybe some of your discussion, I don't understand that I cannot resolve it. That's why I am asking you all to help me to make some kind of the document which is acceptable for sending to the IP without our discussion and comments. So,
Juliana, if I may.
Please, Dennis, please.
In the interest of time, just leave it there. I was just pointing out IP made note of that, but it's already there. We don't have to spend more time discussing whether it goes in or goes out. It's already there. Leave it there.
Yeah, okay. So is it your suggestion to click resolve here? This is the only thing which I can do today. Thank you. Thank you. On the next page, it is a page 46. Michael is looking for, sorry, I've done something wrong.
We have Bill in the queue.
Yeah, we have Bill in the queue. Sorry, Bill, because I'm looking at two screens. Bill, please.
I think I may be on the one after this. I'm looking at the paragraph that starts in summary, accordingly, users, et cetera.
Let me see. Yes, in summary, accordingly, users of Latin script. Could you insert the specific reference, please, Michael was asking, and then if he's saying IP noted this during our conference call in October 18. So does this satisfy Michael, or should I resolve it like this and postpone discussion for later? Bill, please.
Yes, on the... there was a comment about whether we should mention 0251 since it isn't in the repertoire, and I think that, in fact, we should mention it because whether it's in the repertoire or not, that particular shape, we know it's not in the repertoire, but our users... would contend not know that it's not in the repertoire. They just know that it looks like what they would see as a variant of 0061, and therefore I think it's mentioning it is useful to explain why we have done what we have done.
Okay, it seems that there is agreement about this because this comment was resolved.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. So, let me see, what is this? Yeah, Michael inserted something. It's okay, I think. Now we have the next comment by Dennis. The second row is Ariel, and I don't see the two glyphs are identical. It is something about Latin small letter P and Greek small letter Rho. Is there a different example? The Italian word uses a regular I and not the dotless I.
Michael,
please.
So I please would like on. To ask Dennis if he thinks the explanation is okay. Otherwise, we should drop the issue and find a different example later on in the interest of time.
Dennis? Michael was asking something.
No, I understand. It just, we are factually incorrect. So if you were thinking of, I think you crafted this language. If you were thinking of a font that was actually identical to the Latin P and the Greek Po, we should name it. But Arial, I don't see it as an example of that.
I'm sorry, I'm lost. I think you're referring to a different comment. I think you are making reference now to the comment, the second row is Arial, and I don't see the two glyphs as identical.
Right, and so what I'm reading here, right, so P, Rho, visually in isolation in several widespread fonts, such as Times New Roman, Courier New, and fully identical or homoglyphs in a few widespread fonts, such as Arial in isolation. So we are saying that in Arial is identical, right? That's what I'm reading here. So maybe we just drop all this.
All this discussion, you mean? I don't mind here.
We just delete the final? I mean,
for me it is okay.
Please.
Let me see who is talking. Bill. Bill,
yeah,
do you
I
want
was
to say
going to say, maybe it's my browser, but when I look at those two, I'm unable to see any difference between them. So, at least in my browser, they are, in fact, homoglyphs.
You see, that's why we should, someone proposed that we should, must propose that we in the final report we should add pictures to be clear with it. So,
that's a picture. That's a picture. So
that's
not
a picture. Sorry.
It's affected through browsers and stuff.
Sorry. For me, they are very pretty similar, but on my screen. But not identical. They are how we say this. 0.2.
Okay, I think we can drop that passage suggested by Dennis if that resolves the issue.
Yeah, but will someone of you who knows exactly what the things are beginning and ending. Delete this because I'll do it. I might make a mistake. You know, this is still the working document. We want to present something to IT in order to have enough material for our face-to-face meeting. So IT will have problems reading this and finding their way through it, and this is not something which will be openly published, and we have enough time to polish everything till the end. Again, we have also on the page 46, Dennis is saying, is there a different example with poi in Italian and poi in Greek? I mean, written into different.
So are you okay with this, Dennis? With the explanation?
I don't,
or either way.
Please go on.
Yes, thank you. So in this case, when we were talking about with the IP, I was asking that we throw some examples using the Greek, the overlap Greek repertoire with the Latin in order to come up with possible labels. I just don't see this one being realistic, as you pointed out, is for a different words which uses the Latin I and not a dotless I. That's what I'm pointing out. I mean, we can even use the one that IP used, POP.
I don't know. The dotless I and the I will become variants in the end. So because
I don't know yet. We haven't done the analysis. And even then.
Okay, I would have
this word have any meaning?
Certain dictionary to find a word which ends in I, in dotless I in Turkish. And I'm not sure if such words exist. But if IP gave an example which you think is more plausible and it's simpler, then yes, by all means, let's insert it and drop this. We're just trying to come up with examples.
Okay, Dennis, will you please correct this if you can now or a little bit later, in order to have this document, because we have only 8 more minutes till the end of an hour, and we have 2 more pages to look at.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Please, I expect you to make acceptable text for Dennis, for Michael and you. Now we have page 49. And Bill also had some suggestions here. Would a better example be the food made from taro roots, common in Hawaii, Tahiti, and Samoa, but the ten would be familiar to lots of other Americans. So it is still connected to this P whatever, boy. Okay. We shall have some kind of proposal from Dennis, so let's go to the page 49. We have a Michael's comment here. 47. No. 47. We have something from today, from yesterday. We will make it blocked, won't we? It is something... the relationship between you and we with Hook will have a disposition of block. Yeah, Michael is asking, is it something that we plan to do? Provide the variant relationship between you and we with Hook will have a disposition of block. The last thing.
Yes, I'm suggesting changing the word provided for given.
Given, okay. Okay, I don't mind if it gives a better understanding. Okay, now we have something on page 49, methodology. No, it was cleared. It was something before. No, nothing on the page. Now we have something on the page.
49, there's a placeholder.
Yeah, but let it be there. It can stay like this. Yeah. I don't mind. Yeah. That's nothing. it's something that wouldn't make any confuse, that IT wouldn't would understand. I mean, it will not make any confusion for them. And we have now on the page 50, Michael is doing some let me see what.
Section 6.3, I need to insert a table. I was preparing it in a separate document because this document is very slow. What do you prefer, Mariana, that I send to you a separate document to insert in here in section 6.3, or do you want me to put it in here? I don't know which way you prefer.
That's the problem which we'll have, speaking, I mean, and we shall have this problem to make a usable document of this Google Doc. Please, send it to me and to Pitina as a separate document, because we have to download this from Google Docs and format it and prepare it for sending to IT. So it will be better to send to Pitina and me a copy of InScript Latin variant, and we shall insert it, insert them there.
Okay.
And at the end, we have one question again from Michael, because other considerations for variant analysis placeholder, HTML underlying and IDNA 2003 compatibility, I don't know. I want to...
We can resolve this comment for now and discuss it during our next session, I think.
Please, that could be resolved later. Okay. So, you see we have these 10 pages to review, and we have almost done with our preparations for the report. I mean, we resolved all the comments. So, it is almost the end of an hour. I just want you to ask at the end, at the end of, yes? Pitinen, sorry.
Yeah, thank you.
Sorry, I didn't.
So in the InScript variant, Michael, when would be the timeline you can share the list to us?
Sorry, Pitinen, I didn't understand you well because the voice was not good.
Oh, okay.
What did you ask?
I would like to ask Michael, when would be the timeline that you can send the InScript variant list to us?
Tomorrow is okay?
Tomorrow? Okay, tomorrow is okay. Another thing, I just wanted to ask the whole group, should we have next meeting next Thursday or which is? Now, 24th, or the next one could be on the 31st of January. What do you think? Because we have a lot of things to do. But what do you prefer? Should we have the both of Thursday's meeting, or should we have next Thursday meeting and leave the 31st? Of January empty because we are traveling on the 2nd or 3rd of February to Brussels. Matt says the vote. So let's make next meeting on the 24th of January, and after that we shall decide how shall we proceed in the future. Okay, that's all what I wanted to say to you today, and thank you very much for being so productive today, because I was a little bit afraid that we can't finish all these comments. Pitinen, we shall have problems when to download this document and open it with Word, but that's a separate problem, and I will send you an email what I have done to make it readable by Word, and we shall agree how to proceed, because we need this document. Okay, let's discuss it on mail, because I don't want to hold all these people now on the call. So thank you very much for being here, and see you next Thursday again. Hear you next Thursday again. Bye.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you all.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye-bye.